Blog Talk Radio.
My joy, girl, my love won't fail you now.
We said our goodbyes,
maybe,
and you're no longer mine. But remember one thing.
Faith Focus and Finish Blog Talk Show. We got a full line of callers today, and I just want to say welcome to the call, and I'm going to keep your phone on mute until about maybe about 11:30, and we're going to open up the line for questions. But I want to make some announcements first. If you're looking for any advertisements, promotions, commercials, interviews, radio spins, maybe for your business or events, I'm looking for some authors and life coaches. So if you're looking for a platform to do advertisement of your books or whatever your events, this is a global platform. Some of the countries that we're covering is United States, Canada, Ghana, Morocco, India, Nigeria, and Trinidad. So I'm pretty excited that, you know, that I was able to open up my own radio station where I can, you know, service some people and help them promote their books and events. So I'm pretty excited about that. I just want to have one person make a quick announcement. Her name is Jereen, Ms. Jereen Harold Brown. Hi, Ms. Jereen, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate that.
I appreciate you. I really do. And we just, you know, it's all about supporting each other. So I really do appreciate you. And I appreciate you getting on at the last minute.
You're welcome. No problem. You know, I think that you're doing a great job. And I just wanted to come on and support. And also really am thankful for the support you're giving me as well in this challenge that I want to share with your audience today.
Yes, ma'am. The floor is open for you.
Okay, well, my name is Jereen Brown. I am a North Carolina licensed professional counselor, also known as the down-to-earth counselor, and I would love to share with your audience a great resource to help them with co-parenting, very simplified. For instance, there is an app called the FAIR app. This app is amazing. It is Family Advocacy, Your Responsibility. And what the app does is it helps you to find one location to have all of your co-parenting responsibilities in one central location. They have calendar scheduling. They have text messaging features. They have an ability to help manage and monitor the amount of expenses and revenue that's going out to the child or the children. That's very important, especially when you're parenting and working with another co-parent. As a single parent and an African-American woman, I know for a guaranteed fact it was difficult for me beginning on my journey as a single parent, as well as, you know, going through those transitions when the children get older, situations come up, things happen. So what I wanted to do was come on today and share with you about this resource because I personally reached out to the company. I use the app. The app works. It's proven. It increased positive communication. It reduced a lot of unnecessary stress. And as a Black woman, I wanted to just stand behind this resource to let you know that there are so many positive ways to help manage, you know, co-parenting relationships that can create negative perceptions on how people can manage those relationships unhealthy. And as a result of that collaboration, there's a challenge I want to share with your audience. And the challenge is the You Win Today challenge. You know, I want your audience to know that they can conquer. I know it gets frustrating. I know, quote unquote, baby mama drama, baby daddy drama is such a headache at times, but you can conquer. You don't have to allow a relationship that is no longer reconcilable to, you know, impact the way that you parent for the child's best interest. You know, even sometimes situations with people that have children may not have been in a relationship. It could have been a result of, you know, several different factors or a broken marriage, whatever it may have been. This resource is very helpful. It helps you prepare for court properly. It helps you keep a good, accurate record. And lets the children see both parents, not just the man, not just the woman, or vice versa. It lets the individuals recognize both parents are doing their best to find a positive way to streamline communication barriers that can and possibly will occur in co-parenting relationships. Because we know when you live in two separate households, oftentimes it's a lot of scheduling conflicts, you know, a lot of miscommunication. So this app is really helpful, and people love their phones. Is that correct, Ms. Faith? People love their phones.
Ma'am.
So it's an easy way. Excuse me. So it's an easy way to help keep up with such an important responsibility each and every single day. Because family advocacy is your responsibility as a parent, as a co-parent. So I'm going to share this promo code today to save 20% with the audience. It is JEWRINE. Get your paper and pencil, everybody, to help share this promo code to save for using this app to help manage that relationship. It is JEWRINE exclamation point. That is Jereen exclamation point. When you go to the website, which is www.fair.com, www.fair.com, you hit sign up, and then you enter the code JEWRINE exclamation point, and you will save 20% on the app usage. And the prices are extremely affordable because we want it to be something that everyone has access to, no matter your income situation. I'm so thankful to be on today to share about that amazing, amazing message. You can learn more about me as a down-to-earth counselor at www.thedowntoearth.com, www.thedowntoearthcounselors.com. Thank you for having me on, Faith. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and I appreciate you, sis.
Yes,
all right.
Have a,
well,
God
have a great
day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, kindly.
All right, I'm just opening up the line. My featured guest today is Ms. Courtney Johnson, the author of A Purposeful Journey. Ms. Courtney, are you there?
Hey, yes, I am.
Okay, I thought I got lost. We got so many callers today. I said, let me make sure I didn't click on the right number. Great morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. We got a full line of callers today. And
want
to thank Ms. Geraldine Harold Brown for getting on and announcing her business. And this is some of the things I do. Sometimes I might reach out to people at the last minute, say, can you get on right quick and announce your business or your book? And so I appreciate her getting on the line and sharing my episodes on her pages and, you know, helping build each other up. So I appreciate you, sis. So just a little bit about... Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said that was some real good information. I wrote down some things myself.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Just a little bit about Ms. Courtney. She's a member of the Zeta Phi Beta sorority. She's a part of American Business Women Association, the founder of an executive director of our Queens Mentoring Group. It's a nonprofit for young girls. So I'm really excited about you. When me and you had talked on the phone last week, I was like floored at some of the, excuse my voice today. I'm losing my voice this morning. I was excited. I couldn't wait to get you on the line so we could talk about your book and your journey.
Yes, I'm excited. This is all new for me, so I can't wait to really share what it is that I have for you guys today.
Okay. And I forgot to mention, I'm sorry, the Power Hub, too. Sorry about that.
Can't forget my Power Hub family. I love you guys.
So, Ms. Courtney, tell me a little bit about yourself, where you live and, other things about you.
Yes, so I am a native from Orangeburg, South Carolina. I have several degrees. I have a bachelor's degree in sociology. I have a master's degree in clinical mental health counseling. I'm a certified life coach. I am an executive director for a nonprofit called Our Queens Mentoring Group, where I work with young girls between the ages of 5 and 17. Of course, I'm a mother of 3 beautiful daughters, but I'm so active in everything else. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an artist. I have my own business with that. I have a paint and sip business where I go mobily to your location, your venue, to do parties with you and your crowd to create the experience called the Royal Palette. And I have my own business, my coaching business, which is Rich LLC. So it's a lot. I can wear many, many hats. Many.
I see.
But I enjoy everything.
Hey, I always said it's crazy. Even although I was brought up around entrepreneurs, they didn't actually teach me the game of entrepreneurship. I know that sounds crazy, but it's the truth. I guess they want me to make my own decision what I wanted to do. So I ended up working 30 years for somebody else. But once one person got my ear about entrepreneurship, I said to me, that's the best way to go than to, I'm not knocking people for going to jobs. But I'm saying for me, it's just not for me to go to a job. But I love entrepreneurship and, being creative. And that's kind of what drew my attention to you, how creative you are. And I was just like, wow. Ms. Courtney, how old are you?
Yes, I'm 33 years. I'm 32 years old. Oh, God.
You know what? Okay. So tell us a little bit about your book. What made you, write a book? What was was it a certain event or something that just popped up? Were you a writer before? Tell me a little bit about that. your journey starting to write a book?
Well, with my, what got me was that it was so many things that I started to witness, and God really started to really speak to me. And so it was just a recent incident where he was like, are you gonna let someone else die without having the tools they need in order for them to be progressive? And I was like, whoa. That's an eye-opener, because you really want to get your story out there to people because it may help them in the progress. So I was getting put in a position where I had no choice but to really sit down and write the story.
Right. So what event happened that made you, if you don't mind sharing, what event happened that made you want to, that said, you know what, I need to share this story? Or what events, I should say.
Yeah, well, I think it was a celebrity or somebody had committed suicide, and it kind of triggered me, and I was like, whoa, you know, they only had the tools to help them endure whatever it is they were going through. You know, maybe I'm not saying that it wouldn't have stopped what took place, but it probably, it would have helped, you know, and not only just celebrities, but just people in general. You know, people go through so much, and not everybody is able to cope and handle certain things. And so if I have the tools or I know mechanisms and ways to help, then why keep it to myself? Why not share it? So that's kind of like what the major trigger with that.
Okay. So so I see that you went to college for some of this, for psychology and things like that. Was that some of the things that as you were growing up that made you want to go to school for that?
Well, with my own personal, I've dealt with depression. I dealt with anxiety attacks. I dealt with, dealing with different situations. So, going to school was just me getting the educational background behind it that would actually help me support, whatever I learned, I use for myself. And now
right.
I'm able to help others. Mm-hmm.
Right. What were some of your struggles?
Just coming into identity of myself, deciding on who I was, who I wanted to be, and just going from there, just really dealing with financials, relationships, just knowing what my purpose was and things of that nature.
Okay. So, that's what I wanted. So I was trying to figure out what the struggle was, just like a personal, say, for instance, if you could share a story that you can remember that you said that I'm not going to continue to keep letting this happen. Like, was it, because certain people go through certain things. So it's like, express to me, what was the exact thing that actually triggered you to say, I need to help some people? Was it
Did
your phone keep going in and out? I'm sorry.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get my reception together.
And guys, just so you know, Miss Courtney is actually in school, so she probably had to move to a different location. let me see. She had to move to a different location, so hopefully we can get her back on the line. Ms. Courtney, if you can hear me, we're going to take a quick break right quick. I'm going to play a song, and hopefully we can get her back on the line.
And physical too. me, say nothing at all.
I want you to know this,
girl. I want you to see that it's real. I want you to feel that you are my focus.
Great morning. Welcome back to Faith Focus Finish Blog Talk Radio. That was Ruben Studdy. You are so beautiful. I have Miss Courtney Johnson on the line. Hopefully we can get her back on the line. She got knocked offline. The name of her book is called A Purposeful Journey. Miss Courtney, are you there? Well, we got knocked off the line. Hopefully we can get her back on the line. It says that you're still there. Maybe you're on mute, Ms. Courtney. I'm just going to go a little, talk a little bit about the information I do have on her book. Hopefully, we could get her back on the line. The purpose, the process, basically the journey, the purpose for journey is a book about the process of her enduring while moving towards a meaningful purpose. Is a how it houses her story on how she recognized her struggles and endure her process while enjoying her journey towards becoming transformed. And her book is an interactive book that also has an art and a reflective journey to accompany it. You can actually find it on Amazon. You find different tools such as devotional affirmations. Ms. Courtney is that she, her mission in her book and her journey is that she, is that so, hold on for 1 second. She's texting Ms. Courtney. Can you
hey,
hear me?
Hey, I'm back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can. I'm a little out of breath. Had a run. Excuse
all
my
right.
background if you hear anything.
Okay. It's okay. So tell us
trying
a little bit about
the- here.
Tell us a little bit about the book. When did you start writing your book?
Okay. I started writing my book May 27th of this year. And I actually finished the last page of the manuscript on, wait for it, July 30th.
Wow.
It didn't take me all that long. Yeah.
And you did all of that and you had all of your businesses and things going on.
Yep, yep, yep. And I actually babysat during that
wow.
process, too. So, yeah, I was quite
busy. How did you find the time to write a book?
In between breaks with the kids, nap time, late at night, early morning. Like, I really dedicated the time to it.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So tell us the purpose of journey. Tell us a little bit about what's in the book and so to share with some of the viewers and the listeners.
I'm sorry, I missed that question. What was that?
I was saying, can you share with us the parts of your book with the listeners?
Yes.
The
book is made up of 10 different chapters. I have
coloring sheet, a therapeutic coloring sheet. I have I have affirmations, and it has a daily devotional, and it also has a little writing area. But I also have a journal. It's an art and meditation reflection journal that you can also purchase along with your copy of the book. So if you want that more, if you want that extra writing space.
Okay. Well, do you know any of the devotions or affirmations? Can you share any of those with us? Do you have that on you?
Oh, I don't even have the book next to me, but I do know that. Hold on. One of the affirmations I do know is that keeps coming to my mind is I am enough and I am valuable, because we go through a place of our time, you know, of trying to identify who we are, but we have to know that we are enough and that we are valuable in whatever area that God has us in.
Okay. Wow. So when you wrote this book, what was your vision when you wrote the book?
To just use it as a tool. Like, I really want people to know that they're able to, they're not in the process by themselves. Like, they do have people that are rooting for them, cheering for them, even if they don't see it right now. But to basically use the book as a tool to help them gain some clarity, gain some understanding, and just gain some awareness of where they are in their current journey and their process.
Great. Now, how old are your kids, if you don't mind me asking?
Yes, I have a 6-year-old, a 9-year-old, and an 11-year-old.
Okay. Do you ever encourage them to start writing or anything like that?
Oh, yes. My kids, when they saw that I was writing, they immediately took to the fact of drawing and writing out, putting words to their pictures, and just doing all kind of things. So, yes, I have my oldest. She's actually keeping a journal now. I encourage my kids to, you know, write out their feelings, write out their emotions. Don't hold things in. Put words to it so that it doesn't flood the inside of you. Get it out on paper. So, yes, they are writers.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So I know that you had, because of course the listeners don't know about the conversation we had over the phone. So I want you to kind of tell them a little bit about when you finished your book. What happened that day when you finally finished your book and you, you know, talked to your family and told your family about it?
So the moment I finished my book, like, so much just started. Like, when I tell you, door after door after door started opening, like, God released me to really flow and do what it is that I needed to do. And so it actually helped me, and it just brought out a better side of me. Like, I can't even put words to it right now. Like, even with this opportunity, just being able to share has allowed me to really, really flow. So I think God was just waiting for me to step out on faith and actually move in the area that he needed me to move and get my story out there to people.
Right. Now, I know you said you were going on tour. How many states or how many cities are you going on tour with your book?
Yes, I'm going on a 6-city tour. I'm starting in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm going down to, I'm going, starting in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm moving back up to Columbia, South Carolina. And from Columbia, South Carolina, I'm going to, from Columbia, South Carolina, I'm going to Greenville, South Carolina, Florence, South Carolina, and then to Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay, okay. And what days do you start your tour?
I'm actually starting it December 21st in Atlanta, and that's actually 2 days before my birthday. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure we get that out on our on my pages so we can help promote that for you, so we can get some people out there to come out and get the get a copy of the book and get it signed. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That would be amazing if all these beautiful viewers can show up at one of these locations. I'll be more than excited to have everyone.
Right, right. So I know we talked about your vision, but what is your mission for your book?
My mission is to impact the lives of those who are dealing with the process and for them to know that they are able to endure and enjoy their journey while going through.
Right. So mainly your book is just helping people that, you know, that's going through depression and things like that.
Not even depression. Like, you can lose your money, you can use your identity, you can use your focus, you can use your personality, anywhere where you feel like you're stagnant, you know, unloved, unwanted, abandoned. It touches on every different area. So it's not necessarily for depression, but it just lets you know that we see you, you see yourself, and you actually do hear what you're hearing from God. A lot of people think that what they're hearing is not of God, but sometimes it just takes for you to get to that place of being still and being quiet so that you can really tap in and really have an ear for this, what is being said to you. And so this tool giving everyone an insight on what I went through personally so that they can use the devotional to think about their own situation, use the time to write it out, reaffirm themselves with the affirmation, and relax during the therapeutic coloring sheet.
Wow, okay. Well, I'm going to open up the lines right quick and see if any callers have anything they want to ask you. We have a couple of callers on from 678-616-404-707. If any callers do, any callers have any questions you want to ask? Ms. Courtney Johnson?
That was for me.
No, I was asking some of the callers. We have a couple of callers on the line. Do any callers have any questions you want to ask?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Hello? All right. All the callers' phone lines are open if you have any questions you want to ask Ms. Courtney.
Hello?
Hey, you guys.
Hi. Great morning.
You guys
okay.
Can't talk.
Oh. Hey, Dr. Faye.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Marisol. Hey, Courtney. I was listening in, and I feel very inspired by your book and everything. I'm going to purchase me a copy, and I just want to know how much is a copy of the book along with the journal.
Well, I have a bundle deal that you can purchase, and the bundle deal is $40. So you'll get the copy of the book, you'll get a journal, you'll get color pencils, and you'll also get a butterfly bookmark. So that comes
okay.
with the bundle, and it's $40.
Okay, and you said it's available on Amazon, correct?
Well, the bundle itself is not available on Amazon, but if you head over to my website, you'll be able to purchase the bundle, or I can send you an invoice. So if you send me an email, I can go ahead and send you an invoice for the bundle. But since you asked that, I'm going to make sure that I have it available on my website.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I pray that God blesses you on this journey, and I look forward to seeing more material from you.
Thank you.
Courtney, this is your
yes.
spiritual father. I was trying to say something earlier. I had a call come through, and then I'm over here at Chick-fil-A listening to you at the same time. But I am so proud of you and what you're doing and this entire interview. Your name is global, and you should be excited about it. We over here at the Power Love family, we are rooting for you, everybody in the chat group, and everybody just excited. Like, we on the interview, like, it's us being interviewed. I'm so excited. Yeah, we are. But I'm so excited because I know just a year ago, seeing where you were, to where God has you now is amazing. And your book is a living testament of your life, like what you have experienced. So you are a living testimony. So I speak continuous blessings over your life and this radio broadcast for allowing you to come on today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Get it.
That's our whole family, guys. Any other
yes,
callers have anything they want
to...
Any other callers have any? We have a full line of callers on. Any other callers? So, Courtney, let me ask you. I know you said you can get the bundle package. How much is it for the individual book, or do you have separate prices for the book
yes.
if people don't want to get the bundle?
Yeah, so the book is actually $20, and the journal is $15.
Okay. So, and then you mentioned the butterfly book. What is that, the butterfly?
It's an actual signature butterfly bookmark that I found in everything I do is intentional based off what God gives me. And so when God says give them the butterfly, I was like, a butterfly? Where can I find butterfly bookmarks? And lo and behold, I was able to find butterfly bookmarks. So yeah, butterfly bookmarks is actually available. They're $5 a piece. If you wanted to purchase them individually, color pencils, which are some really, really good color pencils, actually, they're a dollar. And I also have a aromatherapy candle that one of my friends, I just want to spotlight her because she really helped me through this. Like, I believe in clean spaces. And so with that being said, shout out to my homegirl, my friend, Asia Fogle. She has her candle company here in Orangeburg, South Carolina, and she helped me with my candles. And so the scent that she created for me allowed me to really focus and clear my head as I wrote. So I do have a few of those scents, along with another scent that will be coming soon in our aromatherapy candle that she that I would get from her. But those are also available for $3 on the website.
Wow. And then, you know, I think that is so cool when people have that one or two or a couple of people that supports it, because there's a lot of people out here, especially in the entrepreneur world, that do not have the support from their family and friends. And so I just think that's so beautiful that she was able to be there to support you. And even your hub family, you know, all the people that's been there to support you. So that's a beautiful thing. And, you know, a lot of times when I have these my radio episodes, you know, sometimes you don't get people. Either you get people, we'll get a lot of callers on the call and they don't speak, or sometimes we don't get callers. And I'm telling you, these lines are flooded today. The lines are flooded today.
Let me tell you, that's love right there. Like, that's real love. Like, I'm so, like... You just don't know how my heart is full right now. Like,
yes, ma'am. So tell us about your website. What else can they find? Well, first of all, we need the name of the website. How they could get in, you know, find your book and contact with you.
Okay, so the website is rich-apurposefuljourney.square.site, no S on the end. Basically, on that website, that's just like a purchase website. It does have a little bio about myself on there. But and you can also go to book, and if you need life coaching, I do have my services listed on there as well. So anybody who's looking for that. But it's just a purchase site that I created so that people, I wouldn't be sending out so many invoices, but they can go to the website and it'll automatically generate and send to me, and all I have to do is prepare and ship. But you can find the book, the journal, the candle, the bookmarks, the color pencils, and I also shout out to my homeboy here in Orangeburg. Well, he's in Columbia, South Carolina, but he also created my T-shirts, a Purposeful Journey T-shirt, as well as Trust the Process T-shirt that's also on the site for $20.
And what is his name?
His name, well, the name of his business is I Rock With Lucky Skies, and you can follow him on Facebook or Instagram with I Rock With Lucky Skies or
okay.
Lucky Skies Creation.
Now, what other platforms do you have your book on? What other are they on other sites? Are they in any stores?
Right now, the book is actually located on Amazon. So if you do want to purchase, like you can't wake and you need your book in 2 days, I understand. You can go to Amazon and look me up. It's either Miss Courtney S. Johnson, A Purposeful Journey, or Courtney S. Johnson, Art and Meditation Journal. Either way, they've gotten good with their combining both. Like if you purchase one, it'll go down to the bottom and you'll see where it says people also purchase this, so I like that. But
right.
You can go to Amazon, and they're available on Amazon, and that's all over. Like I have extended distribution, so even if you're in Trinidad or if you're in Europe, Africa, Asia, you're still able to purchase the book in your translation if you don't speak English, which is very, very awesome to me because now it can reach the world, and everyone can be able to go through the process of enduring, but enjoying. They don't have to go through life wondering how they're going to get through. So hopefully soon I'll be in other distribution centers and some stores.
Yes, ma'am. Well, remember, I told you this radio station actually is being listened to in Ghana, Morocco, India, Nigeria, Canada, Trinidad, and United States.
Oh, my God.
Course. So, yes, this is a global platform.
Awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Yes, ma'am. So, Ms. Courtney, if you could say anything to the world, because we're talking to the world right now, about your journey, about your book, about their journey, what would you say to the world right now?
I would say that know that you're not alone, that I have been there, and it's only a matter of time that you will be out of your situation because it's temporary. So just learn to endure the process, but as always, enjoy your journey.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break right back, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Merry, 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 merry. Behind closed doors, man, you hit the floor. And what they can't see is your own, your need. So freshen up.
Hey, welcome back to Faith Focus Finish Blog Talk Radio. We have Ms. Courtney Johnson, the author of The Purposeful Journey. And I just want to thank you for coming on my platform and talking about your book. And do any other callers have anything to say before we make some more announcements or questions you want to ask Ms. Courtney? All right. Well, I appreciate you guys getting on the call and listening. We got a full packed house today, Ms. Courtney.
Listen, I'm like still stoked. Like you keep saying it, it's like it's registering, but I'm like,
yeah,
for me.
So, Ms. Courtney, what school do you go to? What college are you in?
What college am I in?
Yes. What school do you go to?
Well, I've graduated. I graduated back in 2017.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
South
that's
University.
Our... Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
We had a new caller that just jumped on the line. Do you have any questions you want to ask Ms. Courtney, the new caller from the 803 number?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Am I on the line?
Yes, ma'am. You're live.
Oh. So very much. I just want to make this comment. I am just so overwhelmed, so proud of my daughter, Courtney Johnson. This is her godmother, Queenie Green.
Uh-huh.
And her journey has been real. I've seen the development. I've seen how God has shined on my Courtney. And she is an example for her girls. And I just want to say to you, dear, that your godmother, Queenie Green, is so, so, so proud of you, Courtney Johnson.
Hey, Ma, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I enjoyed the interview. It was outstanding. I enjoyed you, the interviewer. You're outstanding, and I will continue to listen to your platform as well. And I am enjoying your journey and your development, Courtney Johnson. And I'm looking forward, if God enriches my life, to see
thank you, Ma.
More
I gotta drop your
of
book
Courtney
off.
Johnson. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I would really would appreciate if, you know, people could follow our radio station. Actually, the radio station, if you go on Blog Talk Radio and you put in Faith Focus Finish Blog Talk Radio, you'll actually, you can go in there, you have to create an account, and it'll actually send you notifications every time I create an episode. So that, and it'll send you reminders of what's going on the radio. And what I like about my radio station is that, you know, when you go to listen to a local radio station and you go outside of that area, you hear static. Well, what I like about mine is global. So it's people listening all around the world. So if you're looking, you want to advertise your business, you want to, you know, promote your book, this is a perfect platform to be on. And so I am looking for some more people to, you know, to share the radio station link, you know, add yourself to the notifications and things like that. So that's pretty cool. I appreciate it. And thank you, Ms. Queen. So Faith Focus Finish Blog Talk Radio show is normally on Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to noon, and that is Eastern Standard Time. And you're always welcome to call in at any time. Our guest number is 563-999-3741. And some of the guests for tomorrow, we actually have a young man that's going to be coming on. His name is Eric Patterson. He actually, on the same post that Courtney had reached out to me on, he was actually on that post too. Very interesting young man. We're going to be talking with him tomorrow. And right now I'm trying to pull up the name of his book also. I don't know. For some reason, I just love to, you know, talk to people that have books. Where did I see Mr. Eric at? We on Monday, we're going to be talking with Miss Missy Wilson. She's the director of Mississippi Chapter of Domestic Violence. We're actually going to be doing a part two with her tomorrow. I mean, on Monday, sorry, from 11 a.m. to noon. And so if you guys that's listening in, you want to come in, she's going to be talking about her journey and what the Mississippi Chapter Domestic Violence is going, you know, doing for the community. Tomorrow, Mr. Eric Patterson, his book is called Jay Hood, Story of a Death. He actually is from my hometown, Buffalo, New York. And then next week, we will have Ms. Jaquill Tucker. She's the author of It's Time for Your Transition. And she's going to be talking about how to build a business and a successful business and entrepreneurship. And I'm just super excited for her. Sharing her book with us. So those are some of the things that's going to be coming up next week. We have Ms. Devonna Natalie Boone. Her book is called Precious Gem of a Journey of Mind Shaping. And you can go back and listen to all these episodes, guys. If you go on our website, it'll actually show, you can actually just click on play and you can listen to the whole interview. But her story was at 10 years old, her mom was killed in front of her. And so she wrote a book about it and her journey. I'm just thankful that she was able to share her story with us. Miss Felicia Charleston, she has a stage play that's coming up, The Death of a Lie, that I'm up advertising. So if you guys see that on my page, please share it. It's going to be at the Daytona. Whoops, sorry about that, guys. Whoop, did I click on something? Sorry about that. I didn't mean to do that. She's going to be at the Daytona Art Institute. That's in Daytona, Ohio. Her play is called, again, The Death of a Lie. It's about her going through foster care and abuse and things like that. And she wrote her own book and a play. So that's going to be on Saturday, November 16th at 2 p.m. at the Daytona Art Institute. That's a museum. And let me see who else I had on here. A couple of people that had some announcements. Dr. Chantrice Holloman, her book is called Shoes Without Feet. She actually had a major heart attack last year and developed an infection in her legs while she was in the hospital and had to actually amputate her legs. And so she's just telling her story, her journey. Her name is Dr. Chantrice Holloman. We have Antonio Brooks. His book is called Child Support, How I Paid It and Made It. He paid child support for 5 years. And when they subpoenaed him to go to court, him and the mother decided to co-parent together. And when he, unfortunately, she had to go on social services. Social services subpoenaed him to go to court. And they told him that was a gift, that 5 years that he was paying to child support. So basically they told him he was $25,000 in arrears. So he's talking about his journey, how he paid it and made that. We have Ms. Yolanda Compass, breaking free of cycle of destructive relationships. She was in abusive relationships, so she wanted to minister to people about her book. And then who else I have? Ms. Tawanda Steele, that's one of my great best friends. She talked about surviving breast cancer. That was very emotional. Interview for me, but yeah, she's going to be talking. She was talking about her journey on breast cancer. We have Mr. Derek Prickett. The name of his book is called The Power of Belief, and he just, you know, it's an uplifting book. His journey on his starting his businesses. That's his sixth book. He's a credit repair specialist, so he actually helped out people with that also. And then Mr. Keisha Wade, the Queen of Hearts, the name of her song was called Love Languages. She was actually my first guest on here to release her single, so I was pretty excited about that. And then we have Ms. Karma Banks. She's going to be coming in December. Her book is called Mind Traveling, where she was fighting to get out of foster care. Her father did not know she was in foster care. When he finally found her, he fought for custody to get custody of her. The day that the courts awarded him custody, he actually died that same day. So So she went back into foster care and fighting to get out of that. And so we're going to be talking about that, and that's December 11th. So that's just some of the people that I have on my show. I'm just super excited to be sharing, you know, my platform with with these people, and with Ms. Courtney Johnson. And again, you can get her book on Amazon. She also have a website, Rich Link. Well, Ms. Courtney, if you don't mind, if you can announce your website again so people can look for your book again. I'm sorry.
Yes, the website is rich-apurposefuljourney.square.site.
Yes, ma'am. And so my quote for today is nothing can stop God's plan for your life. Nothing can stop God's plan. God already planned it out for us before we even came on this earth. And so we just got to just listen to what God is telling us. When he tells us to get up and move, we got to get up and move. Other than that, don't move until God tells you to move. And so I just want to thank Ms. Courtney again for coming on my show, Faith Focus Fitness Blog Talk Radio Show. The name of her book, again, is The A Purposeful Journey. And I appreciate you getting on the line with Ms. Courtney and all the other listeners that got on. I appreciate you. And you guys have a great day. And I'm going to end out the day with God Has Not Forgotten. Have a great blessed day. All right. Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Take care.
God has not forgotten. God has not forgotten. God has not forgotten. God has not forgotten. If he said that he would do it, it will come to pass. God has not forgotten. God has not forgotten. Can you help us sing?
God has not
believing God has not forgotten, 'cause if he said